Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV Karen W. I'm Jeremy Werner. This week, we're talking with the candidates running for Missouri State House District 1, Republican Jeff Farnan and Democrat Jess Piper. Today, we talk with Piper. Jess, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for House District 1.
I was a teacher for 16 years. The last 6 years, I was in Maryville teaching American literature to juniors. It was my favorite job, the job I always wanted. And in 2016, you know, things sort of changed for me. But in 2020, when I went to vote, there was no Democrat on my ballot. There was no one I could vote for. There was no one who, you know, was progressive or could represent me and other folks in the district with progressive values. So I decided if, you know, no one was going to do it, it might as well be me. And so I decided to run.
So the biggest discussion point, I believe, in our area is education, and there have been several issues and problems discussed when this topic is brought up. Those issues include things like teacher pay, teacher retention, four-day work weeks, and really just a myriad of other things. So what is it that you see as the biggest problems in education in Missouri, and how do you plan on addressing or fixing those problems?
The first thing that would be a solution to our problems is to use some of the $4 billion we're sitting on in surplus and pay our teachers. We are 50th in the nation for teacher pay, starting teacher pay, 47th overall, and 49th in education for educational funding, which is the funding that goes to our kids. And so this is an absolute outrage. You don't end at last place without, you know, attempting to get there. So it's not by accident, and I don't want anyone to think that this lack of funding is accidental and, oh my gosh, it was just an oversight. This is purposeful. It has been purposeful for at least a decade. In 2017, we lowered the funding bar. And so the legislators in Jeff City have been able to say, hey, you know, we fully funded education. Well, they lowered the bar. So they're meeting, you know, a lower amount. They also hadn't fully funded transportation costs for years. Last year was the first year that they actually did that. So schools were not only being, you know, defunded, they were also having to pull into general to transport kids. And this is, like I said, it's all purposeful because the Missouri GOP has been in control. They've been a supermajority for 20 years. Goal is to privatize public schools. Their goal is to, you know, make money off of students. And so you'll see a lot of people talking about choice, school choice, which sounds fantastic, but it actually is awful in what it does to schools. So when we think about Northwest Missouri, there's no choice. We're just left with defunded schools. And also I would like to remind people that children with disabilities, learning disabilities, physical disabilities, kids who have, you know, social emotional issues aren't invited into these choice schools. So we still have to have a place to educate these kids. They're just left in defunded public schools.
Another big topic in our area deals with agriculture and farming. I've heard people discuss how there aren't enough resources provided to farmers, whether it be physical resources or mental help or materials, as well as concerns raised by several about how much of the farmland in the state is owned by foreign entities. What do you see as the biggest problem in agriculture and for farmers, and how do you plan on addressing these issues?
One of the biggest issues facing farmers in our area is that the Missouri GOP allowed for the sale of Missouri farmland to foreign entities, to, you know, foreign investors. So another thing that holds people back is something that seems to be controversial in this area, and that's student loan debt. The Young Farmers Association puts out every year, you know, the biggest barriers to coming back to the farm or to farming in general for young people. And always in the top three is the burden of student loan debt. And so a lot of people, I think, I don't know what they think farmers do, like that they're not educated, that they don't go to college. And we obviously know that's not true. We have a huge technical institute at Northwest. And so if we are allowing people to, you know, be forgiven $10,000, $20,000 worth of debt, maybe they can put that, you know, into buying land. But then again, the problem is, where is the land? Where is it going to? You know, we have almost 150,000 acres of Missouri farmland under control of, you know, the Chinese government and Brazil. And so these are problematic as well. We also have, you know, CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations, that are coming into our small communities. In 2019, the Missouri GOP deregulated and gave away the power of local communities to keep these factory farms out. And so these factory farms, you know, have control from the animals all the way up to, you know, packaging to sales. And so they have a huge advantage over small farmers. They're pushing small farmers out. And the Missouri GOP says, hey, you know, we know better than you, and we can let them come into your communities if we want to, which, by the way, you know, can poison our air and water. We know that Smithfield has been, you know, slapped on the wrist for thousands of gallons of hog waste seeping into our water supply. So there's a lot of issues going on with farming. And I would just remind people that the Missouri GOP is not on the side of small farmers. They've got the back of big agriculture, and they have for decades.
You know, another talking point, at least ever since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, has been abortion. And it seems to be something that every person is asked about when running for any kind of office. So I have to ask, where do you stand on the abortion issue, and how do you feel about Missouri's current laws on abortion?
The issue of abortion is an issue of privacy. Women have lost the fact that, you know, their own privacy in their doctors' offices. Legislators have barged into doctors' offices and want to tell doctors what kind of care they can give to women. And we're seeing what's happening playing out already with women, you know, being very ill and having to travel into other states because they can't get care here. I would like to know, and I would like everyone to think about this for 1 minute, what state or federal law prevents a man from getting health care? What state or federal law would say, you know what, you need to be bleeding out, your blood pressure needs to drop, we need a couple doctors and a lawyer to make a decision whether we can give you health care? Because that is what's happening in this state, in red states across the country. And so when legislators come in and try to practice medicine on the, you know, the floor of the House, bad things happen. And I see the authors of the bill on Twitter and on Facebook trying to say, you know, this isn't what we meant. Well, that's what happens when you don't understand, you know, biology, or you don't understand medicine, and you try to practice it on the floor. Women die. Children die. There's absolutely no exception for rape or incest in the state, which is outrageous. Children who aren't big enough to sit in the front seat of the car could be forced to deliver babies. And all of this is because someone wants, you know, a little measure of control. All of this is because they want to keep women under their thumb. Whatever the reasoning is, it's detrimental to women's health, to girls' health, and it absolutely needs to stop.
This really isn't something that's kind of being mentioned or talked about or even in polling, but I think it's important to discuss because this is something that we've seen over the past decade in Missouri work in benefit of voters, which is voter petition initiatives. You know, we've seen it happen with Medicare in the state as well as marijuana, but we've also seen several lawmakers in Jefferson City talk about changing how voter petition initiatives are done, as well as some of them potentially saying we can get rid of them altogether. So where do you stand on voter petition initiatives?
I absolutely believe in Missouri voters and Missourians. And what the legislators are trying to do in Jeff City by curbing petition initiatives is trying to silence us. So there's some odd things that go on. But when you come into Missouri, especially rural Missouri, we will vote for very progressive ballot initiatives. We will say no to right to work. We will say yes to expanding Medicaid. We will say yes to medical marijuana. We'll say yes to recreational marijuana. But the Missouri GOP does not want our voice being heard. So they're trying to keep us from you know, being able to petition our government to change the Constitution, to put these things on the ballot and vote for them. So what I need folks to understand is, you could have, you know, a very nice GOP representative, you know, nice, friendly guy. But when he goes to Jeff City, he's voting against your self-interest. He's voting against you because you said, you know, we want medical marijuana. And he says no. And you say, we don't believe in right to work. We believe that, you know, people should be able to unionize. And he will go and vote against you. But the worst thing I think they did was, you know, Medicaid expansion. They refused to expand it. They sent money back to the federal government. 14 rural hospitals closed in that time that could have stayed open if we just would have expanded Medicaid, and they refused it. So the voters went in 2018 and said, or in 2020 and said, yes, we're going to do this. We're going to expand Medicaid. Then they had the gall to refuse to fund it by saying, well, you didn't say we needed to fund it. This is all to say that they don't care about us. They don't care about any of us up there. And when we are so gerrymandered, and when someone can win a seat just by being the right political party, there is no transparency. They don't have to answer to the people anymore. And that's exactly what we have seen for at least the last decade. But the GOP has been in control for two decades. So look around, you know, see what's going on. That has nothing to do with Democrats. It is, the state has been run for 20 years by Republicans.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. Are there any other topics you'd like to address or anything else you want to mention?
I actually would like to talk for just a second about things that really impact Missourians. We see our elected folks go into Jeff City and talking about CRT, you know, critical race theory, or bashing teachers, or saying things that aren't happening, these culture wars to get to divert our attention so we look the other way. But things like health care, roads, education, not having access to quality and affordable child care, these are things that impact us. There's no CRT being taught, but they want to distract you. So I would ask everyone listening, everyone paying attention, you know, if you believe in bodily autonomy, if you believe in education, if you believe that health care is a right, you have to go and vote on November 8th, and you have to vote for Democrats to make these things happen.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. Once again, that is Democratic candidate for Missouri State House District 1, Jess Piper. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.